Many of us worry about how we'll die. Will it be cancer, a heart attack, or perhaps dementia? A new report out today predicts that in a decade or so, what's known as personalised or precision medicine will take that guesswork away for Australians. Samantha Donovan explains.
Precision medicine is already being used in Australia to treat some cancers and rare genetic disorders.
Precision medicine is a new way of looking at medicine which brings in all of the facts about an individual, about their genetics, about their environment, and puts it together with what we learn from facts about every other individual.
Medical geneticist Professor Bob Williamson is the chairman of an expert working group, which is today delivering a report on precision medicine commissioned by Australia's chief scientist. It's being launched by the Health Minister, Greg Hunt. Professor Williamson and his colleagues think precision medicine can transform Australia's healthcare system.
If we understand the genetic background and the environmental background that might lead someone to develop, say, type 2 diabetes or heart disease, we can then design specific health programs for that individual that will prevent them developing these conditions or at least delay the onset of it. The healthy elderly is the new target for everything we're doing in the health service.
It sounds very expensive, though. What are the costs involved?
Some of the new medications are expensive, but some of the things that are required are lifestyle changes. The point is, these now will be specifically directed to the individual. People might be at high risk of heart disease and low risk of cancer. The doctors will have the opportunity to offer advice on how best to stay healthy. And for a time, the new system and the present system will operate in parallel with one another.
The report emphasises all Australians should have access to precision medicine.
People who live in rural and regional centres, Indigenous people, people who have just recently come to Australia, we must make sure that this is available to everyone.
And Bob Williamson is adamant safeguards need to be put in place to protect patients' rights.
We have to be certain that people do this voluntarily. There's no compulsion. People don't have to do it. We also have to be clear that the data that is obtained belongs to the person who's being tested and his or her medical advisors. This is not something that's going to be released to employers or insurance companies. It's got to be kept private.
Geneticist Professor Bob Williamson ending Samantha Donovan's report.